So let's start to talk about the structure of your eating and improving the structure of your nutrition. Sometimes it can be difficult to eat at regular intervals. We may have those food messages in our head, and we may have been told things such as it's best to skip meals, or we might be skipping eating opportunities for a variety of reasons such as guilt or weight loss. Structuring your eating involves consuming meals and snacks at regular intervals throughout the day. These may be smaller amounts at first, but these small changes can have a significant effect on the way that your structure of your diet works and your energy levels. It's crucial for your recovery, as it lays the foundation for making other positive changes. Therefore, it's important for us to look at the structure of our eating. We're going to introduce a structure chart. Now, you may have already started this, as it's been in earlier books, but what we're going to try and do is look at increasing how often we're eating and making sure that we're eating on such a regular basis that our energy levels don't dip. We discussed energy levels in the last session. If you're unsure of what I mean by that, please revisit the last session, then come back to this session. So as you can see, there is a meal structure and review chart on page 2 of your booklet. During this meal structure and review chart, we're looking at trying to increase people's eating. Now, it's not about how much you eat during those episodes, but we want to try and get you up to the point where you are having consistent energy levels throughout the day. The recommendation is, at minimum, 3 meals or 2 to 3 snacks, eating approximately every 3 to 4 hours. Now, some people may eat more, some people may eat smaller and more often, but the minimum that we're recommending is 3 meals, 2 to 3 snacks. We're going to go through this structure and review chart again, and we're going to talk about some of the barriers that may get in the way. The structure and review chart is in the end of each of your booklets. It's important that you use this on a regular basis to see how far you're coming with your recovery. It can be a really helpful tool to keep you on track. So, as discussed, we recommend that you have at least 3 meals a day or 2 to 3 snacks, but you may have more than that. As you can see, underneath the tick chart, there is other eating episodes. This is where you should pop down anything that doesn't fit within the structure and review chart. This may also include things such as binge eating or emotional eating. The aim of the structure and review chart is not to look at how many calories you're eating or what you're eating. The aim is to increase the structure of your eating and make sure that you have consistent energy levels throughout the day. If you're unsure of how to use the structure and review chart, please go back to the additional tools and watch the video again, or speak with your practitioner, as it is an important part of your recovery. We understand how difficult it is to eat more regularly, especially if you're having concerns around your weight and shape, and if you have been eating less for several years. But eating more often helps with many other things. So it gives structure to your eating habits, so it becomes more regular and more normalised. It helps to keep your blood sugar level, your energy level stable. See the previous session if you need further information about that. It helps to combat the likelihood of overeating or binge eating. And it challenges your own dietary rules. We're going to undertake some activities to do this as well. But eating regularly is really important. So start to undertake the meal structure and review chart. And as I said, we are going to work on some ways to implement it slowly.